As you know, for the last 3 years, this area has been under threat of another, yet another wind farm. And indeed, from Glenties, from Graffy, around on Low, at Maws, and here on the Bree Barra, that's four applications with On Board Cronulla for various aspects of wind farm development. And we're vehemently opposed to that. Our river would be polluted. And as we know from Mean Bog, it's a ridiculous idea to put wind farms on peat bogs. We even saw that at Moss, where turbines have fallen down. But this meeting is to bring the local community up to more speed on what's happening and what we're expecting to happen. And also to put a challenge to Ørsted now that in the light of the government ministerial directive endorsing Donegal County Council's decision to protect our freshwater pearl mussel rivers and various beauty spots in the county, that Ørsted now must rescind their application and any intention thereof and declare the fact that they're going to leave this area. Because, as I said, it's 3 years of torture for local people with this threat hanging over them. And we're challenging Ørsted now to do the right thing and to pull out of this deal. These applications keep coming. And in spite of Mean Bog and in spite of the disaster there and the environmental disaster, and the fact is that Donegal has almost the most industrial wind turbines of any part of the country. We have over 300 here. It's just ourselves in North Kerry that are bearing the burden of this industrial wind for the whole country. So we would like to see other counties play their part. And when other counties have got as many turbines as Donegal has, then let them come back and we'll discuss it. But why should a small county like Donegal bear the environmental burden of wind industry for cities far away, industries far away, that are only pretending to be saving the planet in any way? It's all greenwash, it's all greed, and it's all about money.